tennis has boomed during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Physical Activity Council, more than 21 million Americans picked up a racket over the past year, up more than a fifth. As I found out, some of those newcomers are military veterans, finding solace during a dark New York winter. At a time when even mentioning an indoor activity earns you sideways glances, the indoor tennis courts at Tri-City Fitness in Latham are buzzing with competitive chatter and the satisfying pop of a square forehand. 12 green tennis courts, divided by story-high plastic barriers and netting, stretch on under the white bubble dome, which echoes laughter, shouts of "nice shot," and thuds of tennis balls throughout the facility. In the lounge area, where the gatekeepers wait, futuristic-looking temperature-taking robots straight out of WALL-E, a few veterans and family members are chatting about racket sizes for kids.
Let me see what she's using right now.
Tennis for the Troops started with just four people in January 2020. Jen Tabankin is the unofficial founder of the group. Her husband was deployed to Kuwait at the time, and she wanted to create a community of support for military families, veterans, active duty, anyone who might want to play with other people who speak their language. On the strength of word of mouth, there are now 153 veterans, active duty, National Guard, and family members in the program.
What were her words when she beat the kid? She came home and she was like,
I smoked him.
Oh, that's why it sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, I smoked him.
She's like, I smoked a kid today.
Tabankin said for her and her 10-year-old daughter, Addison, tennis helped them get through her husband's deployment.
We all know each other, and so they would all, you know, check in on, you know, and see how we were all doing and if there was anything we need. And just to be around, you know, and they would ask about Sean and the family. So it helped, you know, that people knew, you know, and people were here for us.
Dean Mata is a 22-year Army National Guard veteran. He now works for the Division of Military and Naval Affairs and helped launch the Tennis for the Troops program. Mata says the program can bring much-needed reassurance to deployed soldiers.
The soldiers overseas, you know, part of the battle for them is knowing everything is okay at home. Once they know that their spouse is fine, you know, they're being taken care of, they have this kind of opportunity to come here and spend time with their kids, that's a huge weight off of a soldier that's overseas, because that's one less thing they have to think about.
According to the Department of Veterans Affairs, an average of 20 veterans die from suicide every day. Mata says this is why a sense of community is so important. He says veterans can find that at Tri-City.
The camaraderie and the just the atmosphere of being here, and the how personable everybody is, the staff here, the people that give lessons, they're just amazing. They're amazing. So it's more about, you know, I would say it would benefit them by coming here and just getting involved. You know, you're going to meet people, you're going to learn. It's something that's enjoyable. So it takes your mind off of that, whatever that's bothering you.
Bill Chica, general manager of Tri-City Fitness, has been working there for 22 years. He teaches lessons and develops programs like Tennis for the Troops. He says they got lucky that tennis is one of the few low-risk, pandemic-friendly sports people can play right now. Chica says there are no grants donated for Tennis for the Troops. He says owner Joe Clementi felt fortunate that the business is doing well and wanted to pass it on. They've seen an uptick since the pandemic hit. Chica says they're using that momentum to help as many veterans and family members as they can.
You get a free membership to Tri-City Fitness. So once they're in the program and register, they get a free t-shirt, free private tennis lesson, they get a free tennis racket, and they get all membership pricing, whether they're doing open time or doing clinics or anything like that.
Chica says their atmosphere is loose, but COVID protocols are strict.
We take a lot of precautions. I mean, I think we have 20 different hand sanitizers on the courts. We take people's temperatures when they come in, take employees' temperatures. I mean, the list goes on and on, you know, what we're trying to do to keep everybody safe.
Chica says Tri-City is a family-run business, and they don't want newcomers to feel intimidated.
You know, everybody knows everybody. Everybody's pulling for everybody to succeed. It doesn't matter what level you are. You could be a 5-0, or you could be a 2-0, somebody who's just starting. Everybody works, you know, with each other to get everybody better.
Tabankin says any service member, veteran, or family member who feels intimidated to show up for the first time should know that her group is waiting to welcome them with open arms and courts.
I think it can give them a sense of community and a sense of belonging and something to look forward to. I look forward to Tuesday mornings coming and seeing everybody. And like I said, there's no skill at all required. When I first came, I couldn't even hit a ball. But everyone was so encouraging, and they just want you to be part of the group. It didn't matter. The hardest part is walking through the door.
Chica says, in many ways, tennis is perfect for veterans and really anyone who may need to blow off steam during the pandemic.
I tell people tennis is like playing chess while you're running on a treadmill for 2 hours. You know, it's just, that's what it is. It's problem solving at its highest level while you're under stress, you're tired, you're fatigued. And, you know, so it's great for the mind. It's good for your cardiovascular. It's good for your flexibility. It's just an all-around great sport.
Are you ready? You feeling strong?
I myself am an active duty veteran and was able to play a few rounds at the facility. For one, I felt totally isolated on my court, far away from the person I was playing and the courts next to me. And my favorite part? You don't have to wear a mask because it's so distanced. To be able to work out indoors in shorts without a mask is a rare treat these days. While sprinting for the ball or trying to get more power on my serve, I didn't even realize I was working out. I was just having fun. And when I swung hard and completely missed the ball, no one made me feel bad about it. I have to say, it's the best I've felt in months. To learn more about Tri-City Fitness's Tennis for the Troops program, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from Latham, New York, I'm Jackie Orchard.